Remember when the Salt River flowed through the valley?
Well, of course you don't, because it's been over a century since dams dried up the portion of the river that runs through the Phoenix metropolitan area in order to create a canal system to deliver water across the region.
But what if the Salt River's waters coursed again over the empty beds of what remains? If Senator John McCain and some visionaries at ASU have their way, that may happen in the future.
Jessica Boehm is the Arizona Republic City Hall reporter, and she writes about the so-called Rio Salado project in the paper this week, and she joins us now. So, Jessica, give us an overview of what this is all about.
So the Rio Salado project is actually something that started about 50 years ago. Even though the Rio Salado has been dry, the Salt River has been dry for more than 100 years, we have this riverbed that kind of cuts through our entire valley. And about 50 years ago, a group of ASU undergraduate architecture students were tasked with coming up with something other than just a dump to turn this river into. And they had this really grand idea to put water back into it, to have lagoons, or what we come to know as Tempe Town Lake, in different parts of the valley. And, you know, nothing came of it for a long time, but then we got Tempe Town Lake. And then earlier this year, Senator John McCain kind of revived this project. And now ASU, the original beginners of this project, and the senator are working together to revive it and hopefully bring it back to what it could be.
This is very important to Senator McCain, who is obviously suffering from illness now as he's battling the brain tumor. And this is his legacy project. This is what he would like to see as part of his legacy.
Absolutely. That is what he told students. And what was really cool about that is he wasn't just saying, I want this to be my legacy, but that he thought that this could be a legacy for all of the people who have worked on this so far and all of the people to come, that someday we'll look at this brilliant project, something that rivals the Riverwalk in San Antonio, and say, I had a part in that.
Yeah, it's nothing new. And you mentioned this, that they discussed this 50 years ago. Discuss a little bit more about the project's origins and why it's being revived 50 years later.
So 50 years ago, there was the founding dean of the ASU Architecture School, James Elmore, who was looking outside of his classroom and saw this gravel pit dump that was just a giant hole in the ground, basically, where the riverbed was. And he challenged his faculty and his students to come up with something better than that. There had to be a way. And these architecture students who were in their fifth year of schooling, who had been designing houses, were tasked with coming up with a plan to transform the entire Phoenix metropolitan area, which at the time was a lot smaller than it is now. And, you know, I talked to a few of them for my reporting, and it was just so funny. They all look around at each other and they go, what? But then they were able to come up with this magnificent idea that actually had the Salt River connecting with one of the rivers out in the West Valley and going all the way down to the Gulf of California. It was this really magnificent idea. But really, those folks are credited with being the first people to think up the idea that is now Tempe Town Lake, which was looked at as just a totally crazy thing to do at the time. Now we look outside and see how just transformational that has been to the city of Tempe.
I've read that Phoenix is the largest metro in the country without a major river or waterway that runs through it. It seems this is very important for local officials to restore the Rio Salado and create more waterfront property. I mean, that would seem like a priority for them.
Well, I mean, I think you just look at what has happened around Tempe Town Lake, and I don't think there is a single city in the valley that wouldn't like to have that kind of property. The amount of money that has been poured into that economic development corridor is just insane. And I think, as Senator McCain mentioned, you know, it seemed like such a long shot until it happened. And you see what happened with Tempe Town Lake. And now it's not a tough sell. These mayors in other parts of the valley are like, yeah, I want that.
It sounds like such a daunting task, though, when you think about this, Jessica, filling these riverbeds up with water, the cost of doing it, who pays for it? What about all of that and how it's being considered?
That is going to be the largest challenge going forward, and it has been so far as well. This is not something that one city is going to be able to tackle. It's also, I don't think, something that the entire valley would be able to tackle without support from the national level. And you know what? I posed that same question to ASU because I have been covering city government for years, and I know how hard it is to get one singular city on board with something and actually execute it, much less eight cities across 45 miles. But, you know, their thought is each of these cities have been doing small things to restore their sections of the riverbed. So what if we brought them all into a room and created something that was greater than the sum of its parts? I don't think it's going to be an easy task, and I don't think it's going to be a quick task, but the amount of energy and motivation that you see now, and also looking at what could happen when you see Tempe Town Lake, it gives me hope that this might be more than just a couple of meetings.
Jessica Boehm is the Arizona Republic City Hall reporter. She recently wrote about the legacy project for Senator John McCain, the Rio Salado project. Jessica, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you.